Garrett is making her first run for political office, hoping to take advantage of her decades of experience in transportation, planning, and engineering.
Having worked in the public sector and just having the experience with working with different government agencies, I felt I had the experience and the background to offer something and bring something to the table. And I really felt that the Panhandle has not really had what I consider a balanced representation in Tallahassee.
Garrett's reference to balanced representation denotes the fact that the legislative delegation from the region has been all Republican for most of the past two decades. The last Democratic representative from Northwest Florida was Dee Dee Ritchie, elected to the District 3 seat in 1998. Garrett wants to be the next, choosing to jump right in at the state level, although she did consider a run for a local office first.
But when I started looking at the matchup of my background and where it would be the best fit, I felt this was the best fit for me, again, with my experience in working with state agencies and state organizations, and plus with it being an open seat and the timing of this, things kind of started lining up for me. And I thought, if I'm going to ever do this or consider this, this was the moment.
Garrett has been laying the groundwork for the August 28th primary for the past year, declaring her candidacy last August. If elected, she says she's anxious to get to work on a long list of priority issues, including health care, the environment, and public education.
I feel like our budget for public education has been chipped away at. It's been decreasing over the years. And I would like to change that. I would like to see our public education system be given the funding and the resources needed for the staff and faculty and the teachers to be able to provide the quality education to all of our students.
Also of concern to Garrett is the school-to-prison pipeline in Escambia County, which has one of the highest in-school arrest rates in the nation. Further, prosecutors across the state have the ability to unilaterally transfer juveniles to the adult court system in a process known as direct file.
What we're trying to change is to let the judge make that decision and there not be a recommendation from the prosecuting attorney so that a more neutral party is making that decision, for one. I would go a step further. As a representative, I strongly feel that we should not be arresting children. I think that our system is set up where we are not addressing the issue in an age-appropriate fashion.
Access to quality health care is also on Garrett's radar in order to close the coverage gap for uninsured Floridians who cannot afford to purchase their own coverage but whose incomes are above current Medicaid eligibility. Garrett supports expansion of Medicaid and also has a few other ideas.
I definitely would like to see all residents in the state of Florida have the ability to buy into a health program that's offered to the state employees. So what happens when you do that is you increase your risk pool, which then lowers your premiums, and you are able to have access to better coverage. And it's a win-win for everybody.
Meantime, Garrett is also excited about putting her transportation expertise to work. Since 2011, she's been part of an effort to bring passenger rail service back to this part of the Gulf Coast.
What we're looking at right now is restoring the service from New Orleans to Orlando with stops in between, so it would certainly include Pensacola. So I'm looking forward to working with our new mayor on having our train station ready to receive service. And really excited about bringing the service back. This is considered a long-distance route, so we would be eligible for federal funds.
Additionally, Democrat Vicki Garrett believes her experience in identifying and securing grant resources will be an asset, not only for the restoration of passenger rail service, but as a state legislator in particular. In the race for Florida House District 1, the first step will be the August 28th primary, where Garrett faces another political newcomer, Francine Mathis. The winner moves on to the general election on November 6th. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.